Assalamu alaikum again, hope you're doing well. So the participating in the TTC course may be very helpful, especially when you got a very experienced and skillful teacher. And that helped me very much, and I got this confidence that now I know how to teach, I know how not to teach. And the teacher invited me to teach somewhere, but I refused due to some reason. And so the fact is that in those institutes around the city, those students who graduate, they are not very knowledgeable, and their level of English is not that high that you should be worried about. Sometimes it is not even high. So don't worry. Of course, you would like your students to be the best of the best, but you know, the fact is like that. Your accent is good as I see it, and it sounds okay to me. Your knowledge about synonyms and antonyms, yes, of course, matters. And you should know all the vocabularies in those common books that are being studied, and also the supplementary books. But you know, when they graduate, they face, if they refer to real sources like books, articles, take the example of chicken soup series, they find and come across many, many new words that many of them are very simple. The natives are using them in their everyday lives, but they are not, those words are not in those studied books that we have in the material of the curriculum of these institutes. So I think your knowledge matters, of course, but the more important thing here is that many teachers have a lot of knowledge about English, and many of them, you know, they institutes they invite native teachers sometimes, but they know how to talk very well, but they don't know how to hold and manage the class. This is very important, how to hold and manage the class. There is a teacher book alongside with the student book. So the teacher book tells you how to carry out the class from the start to the end. So that those may be very helpful. If you have not referred to them, do so and try them. They may be very helpful. You find them very helpful, and after a while you may not need them anymore, but they are very good for a starter. Okay, this was the answer to your first question, I guess. So TTC, also the teacher book, and the teacher's book, and knowing the synonyms, antonyms, vocabulary of those common books that are being studied, also the supplementary books, these are helpful. Also, most importantly, the knowledge and skill, and that how to hold the class, as to how to hold the class. As for your second question that was about cheating, you know, you should let them know and clarify for them, make it clear to them that it is not you that they are cheating when they are cheating. It's cheating them themselves. They are cheating themselves if they are cheating. So sometimes it may be a good idea to let them have open book after the exam or during the exam, but you may not tell them that this is going to be open book at the end, so they are going to be surprised, and they may be embarrassed, and they may come to themselves and think, okay, I was full that I was cheating. So here is a book. I can look at it. And maybe they get the idea, they understand that, okay, this is not a good idea to cheat when you are doing your own stuff that you are studying and you want to learn actually. So if you want to learn, cheating doesn't make sense. Sometimes even help them to cheat. Even help them. Okay? You want to cheat? Here is the answers. Here are the answers. So you help them to understand that cheating is not okay. Doesn't make sense. Help them to understand that it doesn't make sense. It is a very ridiculous thing to cheat. Of course, in those schools that we have a silly procedure, silly kind of theory of teaching, way of method of teaching, cheating maybe, okay, but in learning English, when you want to practically use it and learn it, it doesn't make sense, any sense. Okay, sorry, it took a lot of time. So, bye.